USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
8 people are dead after a string of shootings at 3 Metro Atlanta spas. Police say 4 people died in a shooting at a spa near Acworth, Georgia. Then an hour later, 2 more shootings occurred in Atlanta, across the street from each other, where 4 more people were found dead. Police arrested a suspect 3 hours later about 150 miles south of Atlanta. They say they believe the man they have in custody, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long of Woodstock, Georgia, carried out all 3 attacks. And Texas residents will be off the hook for $29 million in electric bills from the February winter storms that knocked out power to millions. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that as part of the bankruptcy plan of electricity provider Gritty, about 24,000 customers are being released from more than $29 million in unpaid bills. Thousands of customers were hit with huge power bills during the storm because of the provider's variable rate plans. Gritty filed for bankruptcy on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Former President Donald Trump is urging people to get a COVID vaccination.
Yeah, I would recommend it, and I would recommend it to a lot of people that don't want to get it, and a lot of those people voted for me, frankly. But, you know, we have our freedoms, and we have to live by that, and I agree with that also. But it's a great vaccine, it's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Trump making those comments Tuesday night to Fox News. The former president's recommendation coming as Indiana and Ohio have become the latest states to announce they will open up their vaccine eligibilities. Indiana widened their eligibility to all residents 45 and older, effective immediately. Ohio will begin vaccinating all residents 40 and older on Friday, with shots being opened to all residents 16 and older on March 29th. States are making plans to open up their eligibility after President Biden's call to have vaccines available to all Americans by May 1st. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Joe Biden says that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign if allegations of sexual harassment are confirmed true.
That's a judgment for them to make about their state where they can be effective. Here's my position. It's been my position since I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. A woman should be presumed to telling the truth and should not be scapegoated and become victimized by her coming forward, number one. But there should be an investigation to determine whether what she says is true. That's what's going on now.
The president making those comments to ABC News. Cuomo is facing allegations of harassment from 7 women, which are being investigated by the state's attorney general. He's also facing an FBI investigation into his handling of COVID-19 cases in the state's nursing homes and an impeachment investigation in the New York State Assembly. And an archaeological dig in the desert south of Jerusalem has uncovered new Dead Sea Scroll fragments.
The Israeli Antiquities Authority tells us the fragments were hidden in the cave by Israeli freedom fighters in the revolt against Rome 1,900 years ago. Ryan Schrager of USA Radio Network in Israel tells us there are 2 reasons to call this a remarkable discovery.
It's really remarkable because we have further verification now that the Bible, in fact, is true not only on the basis of its internal integrity, but on the basis of archaeological discoveries.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.